Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Up on a 2-7 on a Monday morning, and today we with Hot Cares are going to help out a young man who's had a tragic accident and something which is unfortunately life-changing, but we're going to see where we can help because there is a solution that we can reach.
Yeah, we bring you the story of a young man who's endured what most of us could never imagine, but continues to inspire everyone around him. We're talking about a young person named Kamogelo, and his story is one of trauma, of courage, and the powerful will to move forward even when your body no longer can.
We've got Patrick, who's down with him at the moment. They are at the MuMed MediClinic Rehabilitation Unit, and that's in Pretoria. And Pat, good morning.
Hey, bud. Hey, Paul, how's it going? Hey, Banzanza. Yeah, mate, I'm glad you said that name because it's a mouthful. I was going to let you know that we're in the capital and we're hanging out with some really, really cool people. You know, we got Simon and Benny, and we meet, as you would know, incredible people with Hot Cares, and today is absolutely no different. I mean, we've come out to meet Kamogelo, and we've met some really, really wonderful people here as well at MuMed.
Well, let me just tell everyone who's listening this morning that a little bit about what's actually happened to Kamogelo's life and how it's changed forever. He was on his way home from school when unfortunately he got into an accident which has left him paralyzed from the neck down. Since then, it's been, as you can imagine, an uphill battle. Multiple surgeries, months on a ventilator, and even cardiac arrest. And yet he's alive today, smiling and determined to be back at school so he can finish his matric. So it's been a tough ride, and I believe you've got Candace and Melanie who are down there. So maybe we can start by just having a quick chat with Kamogelo and just ask him, how are you feeling? I know it's been tough, but how are you coping?
Yeah, I'm grateful that I'm alive today. Bad things happen in life, but the thing that makes me happy is that I'm alive.
Yeah. Kamogelo, we are so in awe of your journey and how far you've come. To be a C4 quadriplegic, from being completely mobile to this life that you're in now, grateful that you're on the other side, smiling to be alive. But could you tell us what's the hardest part about adjusting to life in a wheelchair?
The wheelchair gives me a freedom and in an electric wheelchair I can take myself wherever I want and anytime.
Well, that's where we'd like to try and help out. Maybe we could have a chat with Candace and Melanie, who are the OT specialists who are helping you out. Candace, can I start with you? I mean, this story.
Yeah, sure.
This story is, I mean, when I read it, myself and Bunny read this, it's like the worst thing in the world that you would want for anyone. And it's a tough journey and it's very hard. Just tell me the sort of effort that Kamogelo's had to put in to get to where he is today.
So hi, thanks for having us on the show. So look, and Kamogelo, I don't think he could get everything into words, but he even said to us, you know, it's not easy every day. He's had difficult days. But it's all about patience and just pitching up every day and working hard. And that is what he's done. It's taken us a long time to get him to a point to strengthen the muscles that he does have, that he can actually be a little bit more independent. But no, it hasn't always been easy. There have been extra complications. And as his team, we just manage it. And we've educated him a lot as well so he can advocate for himself. And if I can just personally say, I've known Kamogelo for long, and the boy that he was before he had this wheelchair and the boy that he is now, it's two completely different people. From the time that he could actually have some say over his mobility, he has been engaging with people. He's interaction with the world has changed. He actually goes and visits people in the hospitals from I don't even know what wards, from all the wards that he's visited, to visit all the nursing staff that have helped him. He goes outside and he catches some sun when he wants to. I often see him sitting there by himself, you know, when I'm driving home. He's just so much happier, and it's given him so much more freedom than the shy boy that he was before. He's actually taking some control over his life now. And, you know, he's got that fire to want to do things again.
Yeah, I think that's the fire that struck us, Candace, about, you know, the difficulty of, as a C4 quadriplegic, he's obviously needing help with every task, daily tasks, feeding, bathing, dressing. But you're talking about his mobility probably being one of the most important things for him to regain some of that independence and hopefully for him to make his way back to school. You know, what kind of wheelchair? I mean, it's obviously not a standard wheelchair that he can use. You've spoken about some muscular strength that he's regained in his arms, but what kind of wheelchair would perhaps give him some more of that mobility so that he can actually make his way journey back towards school?
So because of obviously the weakness, he has also quite a lot of, we call it a scoliosis. Mm. So he actually requires a power wheelchair that has a tilt in space function. So because with having this level of injury, he is obviously at high risk of developing pressure sores. So with this wheelchair, with a specialized backrest system, so it actually has, we call it a rigid backrest with lateral support, that it actually, it's like having hands hugging you to keep you upright. And then he actually, I was also telling the team earlier that in the beginning, we initially thought he was only going to be able to drive a chin control wheelchair, but now he's able to operate the wheelchair with his arm, with a specialized joystick that he can actually propel the chair using his arm. So we try and give all our, you know, patients here, before we obviously prescribe what is best for them, we try certain things because even with him, we've put him in millions of things and we've had to keep changing and adapting, and we finally found something that actually works for him. But unfortunately, the cost is quite high and his medical aid hasn't approved a lot of money towards this. Whereas it's actually quite sad because if he was in a state hospital, a lot of the things that we actually have prescribed are on the government tender.
Oh, wow.
So with a PMB condition, it is a bit heartbreaking that, you know, they're not approving what he would be able to get in a state hospital. And then with the tilt in space option, he's actually then able to independently perform his own pressure relief. So he would tilt the chair backwards so that every half an hour he can actually relieve pressure on his bum, that he wouldn't need a carer to do that for him as well, so that we minimize those risks of getting pressure sores.
Okay. Sure. There's a lot there. There's no doubt. But I'm glad that you got hold of us and we've been made aware of this story, and we'd like to thank you for that because I think we can help. That's why we raise money, to be honest with you. And, you know, you guys are the professionals in knowing what is required. We can assist in making sure that goal is achieved. So I think today, and Khamakhelo, if you can hear us right now, and I'm hoping you can, the good news here at Hot 1027, we would like to step in and cover the full cost of your custom-built motorized wheelchair, which I believe is... I believe it's 96,000 rand. So this means hopefully you can get back to school and you can hopefully be a lot more mobile than what you already are in that temporary wheelchair that you're in. And hopefully that'll give you the opportunity to pass that matric as soon as is humanly possible.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, Park, he's got the biggest smile on his face when you said that. I mean, it is incredible. The entire room full of doctors and, like I said, medical professionals all just applauded the news that you shared with us. So that's great news. I'm gonna see if what Kamukhelo has to say about that. And hopefully now that we've done this for him, he can start supporting Man United and not Man City. What do you say about that, bud?
I really appreciate that. And thank you for that. Getting a electric wheelchair is like working again, and thank you for that.
Kamogelo, you're an extraordinary young man. You have come so far and you are still got so far to go. And we know that you're going to make every success of your life. So we are very much looking forward to seeing you in your new motorized wheelchair with whatever football sticker you prefer on there. You will not be influenced by Patrick Hayworth.
Guys, if I can just say thank you so much. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional. It's been really tough because he's just wanting to go home. And this is what he needs to go home. So thank you guys so much for making this possible. Thank you.
Well, thank you to you, Candace, Melanie, and the team who've been able to bring him from strength to strength. You've described how what he was like before and what he's like now. He seems like more of himself, a brighter human, and we're so, so honored that we could be involved in a step closer towards his independence and the bright future that he so richly deserves. So thank you for the role you've played.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.